I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County advances an affordable housing project. The Bay Area saw an assortment of presidential debate watch parties. The city of Oakland struggles with lead abatement. And Antioch might keep its Amtrak station. Unincorporated Marin County moved one step closer last week to building its largest affordable housing development in nearly 50 years. The Board of Supervisors approved a state grant and chipped in another $5 million from the county's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. It's for two projects meant for working families, one of them specifically for educators. Oak Hill Apartments will be situated on an elevated state-owned site between San Quentin Rehabilitation Center and Drake's Cove Road. It's a partnership between the nonprofit developers Eden Housing and Education Housing Partners. It will bring over 200 family-sized affordable rental units and provide housing for medical caregivers, city workers, and high school teachers. Thousands attended watch parties around the Bay Area last Tuesday when Vice President and East Bay native Kamala Harris engaged former President Donald Trump in the Philadelphia debate. Manny's Restaurant, the Commonwealth Club, UC Berkeley, and the Alice B. Toklas LGBTQ Democratic Club all hosted parties. The San Francisco Democratic Party used the occasion to celebrate its new campaign headquarters at the former Nordstrom Rack store on Market Street. In the North Bay, Cine Lounge Tiburon hosted a debate night bingo game with political trivia game cards. In the first and perhaps only presidential debate between the candidates, the duo tussled over abortion rights, health care, border security, and international relations for almost 90 minutes. They managed not to mention California even once. Christian Gross, political science professor at the University of Southern California, said Harris wanted to appear presidential to a national audience, and the lack of discussion of California and some of her older positions here helped her. 3 days after the debate, Donald Trump visited the state for a private fundraiser in San Mateo County. A public records request by Bay City News revealed that the city of Oakland won and then misplaced a 2011 settlement it was paid in a class action lawsuit against companies that manufactured toxic lead-based paint. Other California cities received their awards around the same time. Los Angeles used their first payment to start a pilot program for stripping lead paint from houses. Meanwhile, Oakland hasn't spent a penny of its award. Records show the city of Oakland lost the funds, they lost staff working on the issue, and they failed to collaborate with other cities that were using the settlement to design solutions. 80% of Oakland's census tracts exceed the state's median level for lead exposure. Last month, it was detected in 80% of the faucets in the Oakland Unified School District, sparking outrage among parents. Lead paint has been federally banned since 1978, but only after thousands of homes were built using it. Over the years, high-friction surfaces like doors or windows will grind it down into a dust that can be inhaled, and prolonged exposure can cause seizures, muscle weakness, learning disabilities, and cancer. Alameda County receives federal funds and runs most of the lead abatement efforts in Oakland, according to the county's former program director, Larry Brooks. Antioch Mayor Lamar Hernandez-Thorpe has opened the lines of communication between the city and the San Joaquin Joint Powers Authority. The authority announced in March that it was planning to close the city's Amtrak station and open a new one in the more affluent neighboring city of Oakley. Many of the city's low-income and disadvantaged residents protested its closure in May. They used the Antioch station for travel to other parts of the country. Hernandez-Thorpe asked the authority Tuesday if they might reconsider their decision if the city were to redesign, beautify, and secure the building and the area around it. The authority's chair, Patrick Hume, said that if the city could address the problems of vandalism, safety, fare evasion, and the unhoused, they would ask the rail service providers for an exception, adding, "It never hurts to ask." That plan will be presented by the city at a public meeting September 20th, with final decisions in October. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.